What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 168. Nick and Alex with you once again here in July. So I hope everybody had a good July 4th. Yeah, because we haven't done, I don't think we've done the show since then. I think we did. Anyway, hope everybody had a good weekend last weekend and enjoys the weekend this weekend, even though it's kind of hot everywhere. So, you know, can't really enjoy that, but oh well, it's summertime. So, plus where the Cup Series and Xfinity Series are this week in New Hampshire, they've had terrible flooding up that way in Vermont, and everything like that. So hopefully, you know, they get a break here. As far as for the races go and you know, for the people in general, you know, a lot of water all at once up there. So, you know, hopefully they don't get too much this weekend, which they're kind of calling for more this weekend. So, you know, we'll kind of wait and see. The past couple weeks here, Nick, we've had rain issues.
Yeah, in all different areas too. And stuff's were in Ohio, and then we had Atlanta. That was the debacle. Yeah, it's just been Mother Nature's not on our side these last couple races.
No. So hopefully we can, you know, at least get it in here this weekend in New Hampshire. But anyway, we'll talk a little. What was last week again? Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously make cup picks for New Hampshire this week. And then, you know, then we can discuss a little SRX action here. They had their debut this week as well. So first off, this past week, as of what happened, let's see here. So, Corey LaJoy, I don't know, we did not mention this. Corey LaJoy finalizing a multi-year extension with Spire, which good for them, and that, you know, more stability for Corey and that team to keep building. But kind of thought he might go somewhere else here.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. He's definitely got the ability to go get another ride, but seems like he's comfortable there. Multi-year deal, partnerships with the sponsors is there, so it seems, I guess, a win-win. If he's happy, I guess that's something to jump on and say, yeah, congrats to you, man. You're he's been there for how long? It's been a while.
At least three, four years now.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
So
on top of what he's gonna have. So he's gonna be over 5 years. Kudos to him, small team, but I like Corey in that team. He deserves a better ride, and hopefully they can get that for him.
Right, and I think they're building in the right direction. We've seen Spire, the truck for Spire, go to Victory Lane. We've seen Carson Hocevar do really well in the Xfinity Series for Spire. If they could get their Cup team to get, you know, performing more along those lines, at least start with like top 15s consistently, and then, you know, go from there. I think they can, you know, really build on something with Corey for the long term. But Nick, you mentioned sponsors. Speaking of sponsors, one of the biggest in the sport of NASCAR, Busch Beer. As we all know, Kevin Harvick, that's one of his sponsors, primary sponsors throughout the year in his career, really, the Anheuser-Busch brand. Well, they're going to move over to Trackhouse and sponsor Ross Chastain starting next year. So what do you think of that, Nick? You know, Kyle Busch, he actually put his name in the running for this one as well, back at the beginning of the year, I believe. So, but they chose to go with Ross here.
I'm not really surprised. He's obviously one of the probably top five guys up there right now, if you ask me. Pitbull and Sean Marsby over there, they've been killing it with sponsorship. So this doesn't really surprise me that a big Anheuser-Busch partnership led to that. Definitely funny looking at comments saying, where's the watermelon beers eventually going to be hitting shelves here eventually? Man.
Oh, man.
they already had the Apple. Was it the Apple one?
The Apple,
that one's
that it's all right if you sip. You know, it's like a one and you're done. It's too sweet, really.
No, I'll take Busch Light all day, all day, every day compared to that. But nonetheless, glad for them. They're, that Trackhouse team is just getting more and more competitive.
Yeah.
And just with Ross, as long as he stays out of trouble, he's definitely going to rock that Busch Light brand really well.
Out of the drama and everything, because we know Trackhouse has been on a roll here. One in the, with the Project 91 in Chicago. One with Ross the next weekend. Or no. Sorry. Ross was the weekend before Chicago at Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daniel Suarez, second place finish in Atlanta. So they've had a good stretch here over the last month, and we'll see if they can keep it going at New Hampshire. But Sheldon Creed, he's actually going to make his Cup debut this year, later in the year, for Live Fast in the 78 at Kansas Speedway. So we'll have to see what he can do. Sheldon's had a rough go of it, obviously, you know, still winless in the Xfinity Series on his career, but always speed everywhere, very aggressive. I like Sheldon. I hope he does get an opportunity to go out there and win.
Yeah, I got nothing against the guy. He seems like he's doing everything he can, just can't get that monkey off his back. Hopefully, sooner rather than later, it eventually comes.
Yeah. So, last thing that we'll dive into some SRX stuff here. So, William Sawalich, who's a primarily ARCA driver for Gibbs, he'll be running part-time in the Xfinity and the Truck Series next year, and he'll go full-time Xfinity in 2025. So they got his future pretty squared away for the next few years here. Young and up and coming driver in the Toyota batch of guys. So, little SRX, Nick. Did you watch any of it from Stafford Speedway in Connecticut? Thursday Night Thunder on ESPN. I actually thought that the graphics and everything, the pylon and all, that was pretty well done.
Yeah, they brought back the old school flair. I got a chance to watch it from start to finish. Unfortunately, the rain kind of screwed up a lot of that. Was very surprised Joey didn't get a car in this, being the Connecticut guy.
Right.
But we got alerts from Bob earlier today that Ryan Preece is actually going to do it next week, since unfortunately Thunder Road, with being flooded out, unfortunately, they're going to do it again on next Thursday, I believe.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see Ryan out there. He's very well known in the area, obviously. He's raced there before, so that'll be interesting. Back to this race, I liked it. It definitely is true. I've been to one of the SRXs before, so it was definitely cool to see. And being on ESPN, you don't see that very often, so that was interesting. The racing was good. I thought it was really good. It was interesting. The heat races are always fun to watch when they invert and do all that fun stuff. Overall, I think it was a success.
Yeah, I believe so too. And I think the Thursday night feel, instead of Saturday night like it's been the first two seasons, is, I guess, what they said on the broadcast. We see all the current drivers they're racing right now be able to do some of these races and everything, which a couple of them are full-time. They're full-time in the Cup Series. They're doing every race in SRX as well. So, you know, that makes it cool. A lot of familiar names in this one. A familiar name won this one, Denny Hamlin. First start in the SRX Series, gets his first win. Ryan Newman was second, and Clint Bowyer, coming out of the booth, going in the car, came in third here. And the series champion from last year, Marco Andretti, finished sixth, so not bad for him. But Kevin Harvick finished dead last. Tony Stewart, 11th. So that Stewart Haas theme of not doing well even translated over into this one.
Yeah, Joey got into Brad, and they're going into one. And unfortunately, it looked like Tony got a good bit of it. And I think from what I was hearing was was it though? Had the who had some mechanical issues? Harvick, it was. Yeah, he was having issues at the end. That's why the dead last kind of unfortunately came out for him. But whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so they're like you said, they're at Stafford again next weekend or next Thursday. Because Thunder Road, in New England is flooded with all the rain they've had up there. So, anyway, Nick, moving on to last week's races, Mid-Ohio for the Trucks, Xfinity, and Cup at Atlanta. So we'll start with Mid-Ohio. We had Corey Heim getting the win here. Zane Smith second for the second year in a row. Christian Eckes third, Stuart Friesen fourth, Ben Rhodes fifth, Matt Crafton sixth, Ty Majeski seventh, Matty D eighth, Nick Sanchez ninth, and Tyler Ankrum rounded out the top 10 here. So I had it on, Nick. I wasn't really paying too much attention. Obviously started in the rain. Speaking of rain, we've been saying that a lot lately. This race started really wet. And it was kind of brutal there, but it dried out pretty quick. And they got, you know, got going pretty well here. But Corey Heim, his second win on the year, seems to be doing, you know, what he has to do as far as going towards the playoffs. They only got two races left. I think.
Yeah, two races.
Pocono, and they're off this week. So they have Pocono and Richmond, or no, Pocono and something else, whatever it is.
It is Pocono. And yeah, you're right. Pocono and Richmond.
Ah, okay. So they only got two races left. Four spots on points here. Ty Majeski, pretty comfortable, plus 95. Then we get real tight here. Matty D, plus 5. Nick Sanchez, plus 2. Matt Crafton, only plus 1. Stuart Friesen, minus 1. But then it's a big drop. Tanner Gray, minus 24. So, I don't know. That's a pretty tight bubble, though, for four guys. But one of those guys probably going to be left out here, unfortunately. You know, but it is what it is. So anyway, our picks from Mid-Ohio. I know who I remember who you went with. Nick Sanchez.
You went with Rhodes, I believe.
I did go with Rhodes. You went with Sanchez. Rhodes fifth, Sanchez ninth. I got you there, 15-11. Nick, you got a lot of catching up to do here, but
yeah,
we're only halfway through. Not even, I would say, at least for the Cup side, not even halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of racing left. So, anywho, the next time that they race, like we said, is Pocono, July 22nd. So, we'll be away, Nick, but there's always a way we can always, tune in somehow for quick updates. And, you know, as always, we get Bob's updates. So, we'll keep track of it. Xfinity side from Atlanta. I think the weather, no, it just ran later. Okay. But weather did have a factor in this one too. Yeah. That's what I thought. Cause I didn't see the very, very end. Of course I go to bed and everything laying in bed. And then I see, John Hunter won. So it was like, maybe 20 minutes later or whatever. But anyway, yeah, John Hunter was the winner here. His third win on the year. Daniel Hemric second, Cole Custer third, Justin Haley fourth, Sam Mayer fifth, Ty Gibbs sixth, Kyle Sieg seventh, Parker Kligerman eighth, Josh Williams ninth, and Sammy Smith rounded out of the top 10. So, good run here for a couple guys, Kyle Sieg, Kligerman, Josh Williams. Last time the Xfinity Series was at Atlanta, Josh Williams, as we all know, parked it. That's where we got the, the great shirts that came out of it. So, good finish for him. Rebounded from that last start in Atlanta to now finishing in the top 10. Anyway, Nick. I thought in this one here, Austin Hill was going to kind of take it away. He's been dominant on these kind of restrictor plate tracks, so to speak. And especially Atlanta. I think he's won there a couple times already. And he came from the back. Then he got caught up in some stuff or whatever. But I thought he was pretty much the car to beat there.
I just saw Toyota's being one of the, unfortunately, I thought there was going to be a little bit more. I knew Toyotas were going to be great there, and we had three of the top 10 being Toyotas. Really thought Ty was going to be up there a lot more, but at least getting to the top five, but being in sixth place, it's not the worst thing. And same thing with Sammy. I think he's just got the ability to get up there and get into a possible top five on a somewhat super speedway, quote unquote. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a good race. The overtime at Atlanta, that didn't surprise me. I really thought Austin did have a better ride, and unfortunately, he got caught up in some stuff finishing with a 12th.
Yeah.
12th. So, yeah, it was typical Atlanta for me.
Yeah, on the Xfinity side, you know, it's kind of run of the mill when it comes to certain tracks for them, but exciting nonetheless.
Yeah, very exciting.
You know, for Atlanta, and they are this week racing in New Hampshire, July. We're in July. Saturday, 3 o'clock on USA. 200 laps, 211 miles at the Magic Mile. So hopefully rain doesn't play a factor in that one. So anyway, going back to Atlanta on the Cup side, got cut short because of rain. Kind of saw it coming. And once it got there, it was like, all right, let's just end this thing. It was going to rain pretty much for the rest of the night at that point. But they did get majority of it in here. But, Nick, you know, this was, I've seen on Twitter, I've seen, you know, Instagram, wherever, one of the best races in a while on the Cup side. Would you agree with that?
One of the best? I that's debatable. Was it a great race? Like, I would say, yeah, it was definitely better than most, but not definitely up there in my top.
Yeah, it was definitely, I'm trying to think back to what we were saying. Like, me or Johnny in the group thing. Because I know there was at certain points where it was like, you know, it was awesome to watch. I just forget exactly what. I forget. Anyway, we'll get back here. William Byron was the winner of the Rainstorm Races, fourth win of the year. So most of anybody this year so far. Like I said earlier in the show, Daniel Suarez finished second. Allmendinger third, McDowell fourth, Kyle Busch fifth, Brad Keselowski sixth, J.J. Yaley finished seventh, Justin Haley eighth, Ryan Blaney ninth, Ricky Stenhouse rounded out the top 10 here. So a lot of jumbled up field here with Yaley and Haley. You know, we know Blaney, Stenhouse, Brad, McDowell, yeah, they're all good plate track drivers. All, you know, have won on restricted plate tracks. But William Byron gets to win here. I don't think he would have won if we went green all the way. You know, I think there was some stronger cars in the mix there. But nonetheless, you know, win's a win, I guess, no matter how you look at it. But, Nick, I'll tell you what, though. For the Twitter poll, most votes we've ever had, I think. And this was, it was close, right? It was a close for yes or no. So this is what I put it up as. If the rain ends tonight's race, was Atlanta, the second Atlanta race, a good one? 48 votes.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was in, like, you know, before they called the race. Most of them were in that time span. So 54% said yes, 46% said no. So we got a bigger sample size there on last week's race. So yeah, I think it was a good race. I think it was a great race, actually. I, you know, like you said, I don't know if I would put it up there, you know. It might be, you know, it's hard to, there's so many races that are, you know, all time here. I can't remember, you know, I don't have a specific top 10 or top five, you know, anything like that. But, yeah, I mean, I thought it was a classic. you know, we could put it in that category, I think, at some point.
Yeah, there's not that many races where I could say that were really good that were cut short by rain, besides this one.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely wanted this one to keep going.
Yeah, it was tough to finally see it end, but when the rain came, you saw the reason why. And
yeah, there was
still strategy involved. It wasn't like, oh, they just went and then they just stopped. Like, no, there was some strategy involved with the rain. It didn't come until later than expected, it sounded like. So they were kind of guesstimating it. Everybody was debating to go and get tires or stay out, and Byron was the one that stayed out, and it benefited the most for him, especially with being a lap down earlier in the race, coming across the front stretch. Even he said he was shocked by the result.
Yeah. I mean that's kind of the speedway racing for you. You're never out of it, as they say. So, but yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, the rain's coming, and I think personally they ran like, I don't know how many caution laps there. It's like, what are you waiting for the rain to get here? Yeah, that was kind of annoying me a little bit. I think they could have had another, you know, 5-10 green flag laps there.
Right.
You know, and it probably more than likely would have been a different outcome. But I understand that, you know, on the side of safety here, because we saw Daytona. Oh my God, that was a terrible one. It was last summer.
That was when, yeah.
Going into turn one there.
Yeah, that was rough.
Obviously, and then, you know, last year or couple years ago at New Hampshire, where we're going this week, they going into turn one, they all went slipping and sliding.
Yeah, a lot of people brought that up.
So, you know, I understand, but at the same time, it's like, you know, if you got people scattered around the track, all right, you know, no lightning within 8 miles, nobody feels any drops. Let's get this thing going until, you know, then when somebody starts feeling a couple drops, then you caution it up and bring them down pit road. That's just my opinion.
Second that. Yeah.
You know, go until you can't, especially with how exciting it was up to that point. You know, I don't think any of the fans obviously would have complained even if it was, you know, 5 or, you know, 7 more laps of green flag racing. I don't think anybody would have complained there, except for the rain coming back. But, yeah, I mean, that was a great week for us as far as the poll goes. A lot of people voted on that one, so much appreciate that. And our picks from this one, I mean, your guy started the poll here, Nick, Almirola. I went with Denny, kind of decent at these 3 Daytona 500 wins. So, but both of them outside the top 10. Denny was 14th, Almirola 18th. So I got you 16-11 as we go to this week in New Hampshire. Let's see who is in this one before we. Cole Custer still in the 51. Ryan Newman in the 15. So he's back this week for Rick Ware. I believe that's it as far as differing drivers here. So anyway, Nick, this is kind of one of those, you know, kind of go with somebody who's had success here before, you would say. Mm-hmm. Almirola won here last year, I think. Now, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Okay. Who won it last year?
I don't want to tell you. No, I'm kidding. It's Chris Bell won last
year. Oh, okay. I just saw that on Instagram too, because he won the Xfinity race last year too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a great year.
Yeah. Here. So they race Sunday 2:30 on USA, 301 laps, 318 miles. So hopefully, you know, the weather helps us out here. So anyway, who are we thinking here at the Magic Mile, New Hampshire?
Well, it's Chris Bell, a couple other guys. Okay. I kind of have a think that they're going to do pretty decent. Chris Bell is obviously one at the top.
Okay. This is kind of like a, one of those tracks where it's kind of like, because it's flat, I guess you could kind of do like a Richmond, compare it to Richmond-ish, I guess. I kind of wanted to go Almirola, but I don't, just because I that win that he had kind of stuck in my head. God, this is a hard one, honestly.
I think they usually always are hard because you can always
I
go
did.
with like five guys, but it's just picking
Yeah.
one out of the five.
Who do we think here? Who? I guess I'm gonna go with, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I got a lead. I got a sizable
Yeah,
lead
you
right
got
now.
time to
I'm gonna
kind of
go with,
mess
okay,
around.
so this guy, modified racer, I think he's won at New Hampshire, the modified series, Ryan Preece.
Okay.
Yeah, we had
Yeah.
mentioned him at Stafford, going to Stafford next week, which is, I think he's well liked over there. So I'm gonna go with Ryan Preece at New Hampshire. You're gonna go with Chris Bell to repeat at New Hampshire. So we'll have to see who comes out on top here. Because they do say the Toyotas always pretty much dominate. They've dominated New Hampshire for some years now. So, like I said, Sunday, 2:30 on USA, 301 laps, 318 miles is the race, the script. So I guess that's about it, Nick. Pocono the week after. So the Tricky Triangle and all that. And then the Xfinity Series actually after Pocono goes to Road America. So they're still there. So anyway, anything else to add here, Nick?
No, I got nothing.
Neither do I. Baseball's back after the All-Star break, so we'll take that. A little bit of Phil's action. Pirates, hopefully they can right the ship here. Number one pick in last week's draft. So but anyway, follow the Twitter, _banks_Instagram /threads _banks_podcast. Go check out Jacob Joe's music wherever you listen to music. He's always putting out new stuff every now and again. So that'll about wrap it up for us. We'll be back next week to recap New Hampshire and discuss Pocono. We'll see you guys next time.